I'm a big believer in the fact that when it gets hard, that's when you need to lean into the work more. That's when you need to be able to step up your game. And you really need to be able to like live in that chaos, live in that fire overall. The reason why I say that is a very simple thinking model for me. I know whatever I'm going through at the current moment in time, whatever hardships in business, however hard or difficult it may be, I'm not the only one it's happening to, right? I don't play the victim card. I don't go, woe is me. I don't go, why can't this be easier? Why does everybody else seem like it's happening easier for them? Why do they seem like they have an easier job? They don't. They go through the exact same hard shit that you are going through right now. And why I welcome that is because it really separates the playing field from the chumps from the actual winners. Because what the chumps do in that moment in time, when shit gets hard, when shit hits the fan, when shit actually gets difficult in the play, in playing the game of business, that's when most of the competition, again, too, they're going through the same thing. That's when most of the competition drops the fuck off. And that fires me the fuck up. Because when the competition drops off, I know for me, if I just keep playing the fucking game, it's going to get quote unquote easier. There's going to be less competition, less people trying to continually push for that higher level. When the competition drops off, the true competitors like really rise to the top. And the less competition, quote unquote, that you have, the easier it is to win the game. It's easier to beat one opponent than 100 opponents. That's all, like, again, too, if you're trying to beat 100 people in the street fight versus one person, I'd rather take one motherfucker. Now, there's also a flip side to this. When you continually stay in that hard shit, continually push forward, continually just stick it through while other people are giving up, now you're in the realm of, like, real players. You're in the realm of better skilled entrepreneurs, of better skilled businessmen, right? And you kind of know the way they think. You know they're going through same hard shit. They, like, again, too, you're not an anomaly. The things you're going through, everybody else is going through. And it becomes a game of strategy at that point in time. You have to know the enemy, and you have to know yourself. If you know the enemy, again, too, even though they're sticking it the fuck out, but they smoke weed all fucking day, great. I know my leverage point. I know my advantage point in that sense. They're not as focused as me. So if I have a problem smoking weed, or if I have a vice that's similar to them, if I just cut that vice out, now I'm more strategically well off in the game of battle. Because I'm going to be able to be 100% focused, not hazy-minded, not kind of just chilling, relaxing. I can give my full focus, energy, and attention to the thing that I'm trying to solve. And that's all business comes down to. Who can best solve the fucking problem? As barbers, the biggest problem you have when you first start off is how are you able to convert new clients that already have a barber? Everybody has a fucking barber. Everybody gets their hair. Nobody has never gotten a haircut. Maybe a very select few of people. But again, too, everybody's gotten a haircut prior. So the idea of this, your competition, you are stealing clients from other motherfuckers, right? And if they're not on par, if they're not fully focused day in and day out, it makes it easier for you to take those clients from their business and give them a better business to give their money to. Everybody's going to give their money to somebody. Nobody's going to hoard all their money. Somebody, there's a transferring of money that happens every single day from person to business because of value, because of they see something else in that business that provides them more. So this is why I'm always like, look, it's a lot of fucking shit to handle. Yes, you have all your fucking content to go ahead and make every day. Yes, you got to be on top of like your personal development. Yes, you have to be improving your product every fucking day. But if you just continually push, if you continually cut out the vices, if you make yourself a better weapon in the game of battle, better than your fucking opponent by knowing yourself and knowing your opponent, how are you not going to fucking win? How are you not going to rise to the top? How are you not going to blow past the competition because they are unfocused? And I say this all the fucking time. And you guys still fucking like, again too, you guys still stay in this goddamn mindset, this peasant mindset of just, oh man, but like, it's so hard. It's not hard. It really isn't. If you want to fucking win and crush the competition, if you're a true competitor, you'll do whatever the fuck it takes, right? Like, if I have to slit a man's throat to win, fuck it. I will do that because I want to win that fucking badly. If I have to embarrass a motherfucker, I will do that. If I have to make a motherfucker my cuck, I will fucking do it because I enjoy winning that much and I hate losing that much as well too. Think about it like this, right? Who would you think was the biggest bitch on your fucking high school football team or high school team, whatever sports team that you ever played on? The biggest bitch was always the motherfucker when when the stakes got high, when the pressure was on, when it was late in the game, when you guys were behind or tied against a very formidable opponent. They started worrying. They started stressing. They started getting in their head. They got unfocused. They got unhinged. The best motherfuckers, ooh, they like that shit, right? They almost have a little sick, little something off in their head because they love that pressure. They love that stress. They thrive in it. And the better that you can go ahead and learn how to thrive in this chaos, I believe that's a skill set that's, again, too, in the personal development realm. If you can understand how to survive and thrive in that, who the fuck is going to beat your ass? Because, again, everybody's going through the same shit the higher that you go. They're going through the same problems. They're experiencing the same mindsets. If you just create and mold yourself into a more formidable weapon, you can't be beat. Who the fuck is going to beat you? And I say this because, again, too, that's for me, the one mindset I had. For me, again, too, if you want to take a personal experience, shit, I used to party the fuck up. Some of you motherfuckers remember seeing me on my Instagram stories. Dude, I'd be in the bar fucking drunk as hell on fucking IG Live talking to some of you motherfuckers, right? Got bitches over here. Got my boy Zay taking shots. And then when I saw everybody else who was, again, to my quote unquote opponent in the battlefield doing the same things, I was like, wow, if I just cut this out, one, I have more ample time because I'm not going to be fucking hungover the next couple days. I'm not going to be wasting time out at the bars or like going out to the clubs and shit. I'm not going to be blowing my money, which again, too, is going to go into my cash reserves, which is going to help me scale my prices because I'm not going to have a fucking worry about, oh man, can I make rent this month? No, I'm straight. I know them. They're going to go ahead and blow all the fucking money they made Friday and Saturday, maybe even Thursday as well too, at the fucking club on a booth in Sacramento, fucking California, where that shit is just fucking dumb. That shit, even here in Miami, bro, you blow that shit, like, who gives a fuck? Really, what ROI does that have in terms of you getting to your goals? Sure, it's fun in the short term, but that shit does not get you to where you want to go. So your decisions every fucking week need to be on, how do I make myself a more formidable weapon? How can I go ahead and live in this chaos? Yes, it's hard, right? But I can make it easier on myself, again, too, if I know thy enemy, I know myself. And if I know their shortcomings, if I know their vices, if I know where their distraction points are at, whether it be women, whether it be scrolling on TikTok, whether it be they go out and getting drunk, whether they go out and smoking weed, if I do those same things, hell, if I even cut one thing out, I'm in more of an advantage point now. Because nobody else is any different than you, right? Yes, sure, some people have a better skill set. Some people, they make it seem like they have it easier than you, but guess what? The only reason why they're better than you in that one area is because they put attention and focus over an extended period of time to improve that one thing. So if you want to go ahead and improve something that you're weak at, start cutting shit out. And the more that you do that, the more, again, too, the competition falls off because people cannot fucking get it. It's so dumb to me that barbers cannot give up these simple fucking things. And when you look at it like that, if I just take this out, I get two steps while they stay in the same place. I'm ahead now. And all I got to wait for is to continually do this over an extended period of time, and I'm going to fucking win because they're going to drive themselves on the ground. Nobody can continually go out every fucking weekend, blow their cash, get fucking drunk, be unfocused, and still be on top of their game. They're going to get lazy at some point in time. I'm going to let time be the deciding factor on their fate, but I'm not going to let that happen to me. So heading into this week, you guys have to understand this. Because too many of you are still making these small, minute mistakes. Too many of you are still complaining to me that the work is hard. Yes, it's hard. It's hard for everyone, right? But you can make it easier on yourself. Remove things from your life. Understand who your opponent is. And guess what? Your opponent's not just motherfuckers in your hometown. I don't give a fuck. Some people in your hometown, they ain't doing goddamn shit, right? They're fucking tadpoles. Peasants. They're not doing anything with their life. They don't even want to fucking move out of their fucking hometown. They just want to stay in the same small hometown mindset. Your competition, number one, is all the barbers on social media trying to market their business. They are taking up, you could call space, attention away from your business, and they're driving it to their business, right? Now, once you conquer the barber industry, you're not done, motherfucker. The barber industry is the only thing on social media that's taking potential clients' attention away from you, right? Now we go ahead and do a bigger spectrum. Cool. Well, who else is making content on social media that's popping? Literally everyone. Now that becomes your competition, right? Because again, too, attention in this sense for marketing is what you're up against, is what you're battling, is the thing that we are trying to hold and really take control of. And guess what? After that, after you, let's say you dominate Instagram, you become, again, the most popping guy. You're not fucking done, motherfucker. Because guess what? There's other platforms. People are not spending all day just on Instagram or just on TikTok. People are going to Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Threads, YouTube. Shit, you can even say Pornhub for most motherfuckers that have a porn addiction. Now you become, okay, how can I keep these people on this platform and literally only make them want to go on the platform and think, if I'm on this platform, I want to watch this motherfucker, right? Some people just dominate a platform. Mr. Beast, he doesn't give a fuck about TikTok or Instagram. Motherfuckers just dominating YouTube. Sam Sulek, I love watching how Sam Sulek is going out there and just literally dominating the space in fitness. And you need to start looking at these examples in other industries and other markets and how people are rising to the top and also how you're interacting with the content and their marketing overall. Because I don't go to Instagram or TikTok to watch Sam Sulek. If I go to YouTube, fuck, the first video that pops up is Sam Sulek. Sometimes the only thing I want to watch on YouTube is just Sam Sulek or Derek from moreplacemoredates.com. And they drag me to that platform. They drag me to like want to watch and consume more of their stuff, which then again drags me to want to, again, if they have a product, I'm going to be marketing them even more. So you have to get used to this, right? You have to understand, again, your enemy. First of all, your enemy is first probably all the barbers in your hometown. Then we can expand that once you conquer that, all the barbers on Instagram. And then we can expand that to all the creators on Instagram. Those are all your enemies. Then you can expand that to all the top creators on other platforms because those are your enemies as well too. They are taking your potential client's attention away from where your main marketing source is at. This does not mean you need to go into other platforms. This means you need to be the best thing at what you do on that platform and literally pull people as the only reason to hop on that platform. So with that, stay focused, know yourself, know your enemy, make yourself a more formidable weapon, and thrive in how hard it gets. Because most barbers don't even think in that big of spectrum. All they think about is just, again, to their hometown barbers, the barber and their shop, a 5-10 mile race. That's peasant shit. That's easy shit. We can do that in fucking 10 days. Take that bitch over. Start thinking bigger. Start understanding that for yourself, there's another level of competition to dominate. Start creating these enemies and be better than fucking competition.